Hey there, solopreneurs. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild, wonderful world of being your own boss. Ever feel like you're constantly battling that little voice in your head whispering, you're not good enough, or this is all going to crumble? Yeah, me too. That pesky self-doubt can be a real pain, especially when you're out there on your own, blazing your own trail. But listen up, because today we're tackling this beast head on. Turning those doubts into fuel for your fire and building the confidence to crush it as a solopreneur. We're diving deep into 5 key takeaways that have helped countless solopreneurs conquer self-doubt and build thriving businesses. First things first, recognize that self-doubt is normal. Seriously, even the most successful entrepreneurs have moments of insecurity. It doesn't mean you're not capable, it just means you're human. Remember, you wouldn't judge a musician for feeling nervous before a big performance, right? Same goes for launching your business or pitching a new idea. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. When that little voice of doubt starts chirping, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Or, what evidence do I have to support this? Often, we're our own worst critics, exaggerating problems and minimizing successes. It's like having a personal negativity filter on. We gotta swap that out for a positivity lens, baby. Speaking of positive vibes, surround yourself with supportive people who believe in you. Think mentors, friends, fellow entrepreneurs, anyone who lifts you up and reminds you of your awesomeness. You know that feeling when you're around someone who just gets you, who celebrates your wins and offers a shoulder to lean on during tough times? Surround yourself with those people. It's like having a built-in cheer squad for your entrepreneurial journey. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. Now, let's talk action. Break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps. Ever tried tackling a massive project all at once? You probably ended up feeling overwhelmed and paralyzed. Instead, think of it like baking a cake. You follow the recipe step by step, celebrating each completed ingredient before moving on to the next. Same goes for your business. Celebrate those small wins along the way. They add up to big victories over time. Finally, remember that failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. Every entrepreneur stumbles and falls sometimes. What separates the successful ones from the rest? They learn from their mistakes, dust themselves off, and keep moving forward. Think of it like this. You're learning a new dance routine. You'll probably trip and stumble a few times before you nail the moves. But with practice and persistence, you'll eventually master it. All right. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you have a brilliant idea for a new product, but that self-doubt starts creeping in. Who am I to think I can compete with established giants? Your inner critic whispers. You might be tempted to shelve the idea altogether, right? But what if instead of giving into those doubts, you took action? What if you started by researching the market, testing your concept with a few friends and family, or even just sketching out a rough prototype? By taking small steps and focusing on progress, not perfection, you'd be transforming that self-doubt into a powerful force for innovation. Remember, solopreneurs, overcoming self-doubt is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when the voice of doubt roars louder than ever, but by actively challenging those thoughts, surrounding yourself with supportive people, taking action, and celebrating your wins, big and small, you can build unshakable confidence and create the success you deserve. So go out there, own your journey, and remember, you've got this. And as always, keep those entrepreneurial spirits soaring high. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave a review if you enjoyed the episode, and share it with any fellow solopreneurs who might need a little dose of inspiration. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.